beautiful people. It has been a while, definitely been a while, but I'm glad that I'm back, and I'm glad that you're here whenever this reaches you. So thank you for your listening ear, and here we go. So it's been a while, and in that while, I have been focusing more on developing my relationship with God, like my personal relationship with God, because I grew up in church. Like, I grew up praise dancing, singing in the children's choir, and like even praising God. And I knew of God, and I knew God was real, believed in God, but I didn't really develop a personal bond with God. Didn't really develop my own understanding of God and God's word. So I'm doing myself that justice now, and I'm reading the Bible more, I'm going to church more, and I am believing and seeing the development within myself, and I am praying that the content that I share with you going forward will be faith-based, and that it will be a blessing in the ways that you need. It will continue to encourage you throughout your personal development journey, your personal spiritual development journey. So I'm praying that God is with you, God keeps you, that you are listening to this at the right time. This is the right message. I'm the right person to deliver this message. And I pray that it's a blessing to you, and that you continue to be blessed. So, you know how you do like your vision board at the beginning of the year, or just whenever you do your vision board? So I was doing or working on the, call it, foundation, I guess, of my vision board. So I like to kind of draw it out, or just kind of get my ideas together first before I put it on my big, you know, my big poster board or whatever. So I wanted to focus more on the values within myself that I want to develop and nourish and nurture. So that's what my vision board is mainly about. So I'll be sharing like the values that I want to develop. I have like declarations, so just reminders kind of, I guess, or little quotes, little affirmations, mantras, whichever one you want to, you know, put the title on, or whichever one applies. But I do have a few that I want to share with you, the verses that I have paired with those. And yeah, so the overall theme, and there are a few different variations that I'm flowing with on this theme. The mind matters, specifically my mind matters, mind over matter, and my thought life matters. And the verse that I have paired with that is Romans 12, verse 2, the New Living Translation. Don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So your thought life matters, okay? Tell yourself your thought life matters. Your thought life matters. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Your thoughts shape you into your thoughts. They're so small, but they're also so big, because they're small things that make such a mighty impact in your life. So another value I want to develop within myself is commitment. And so I'm daring to see it through. I dare to see it through. And the verse I have paired with it is Proverbs chapter 13, verses 11 and 12, New Living Translation. Wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappear, Wealth from hard work grows over time. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. Another value that I want to develop within myself is discipline, holding on to my discipline. And discipline is the pathway to acquire what I truly desire. And the verse that I've paired with that is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, New Living Translation. No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. All right, so I want to continue to develop my faith and my equity, God's equity in my life. So I'm trusting overseeing. I'm trusting in God overseeing, like in the physical, what God is doing. So I'm trusting in God that whatever I feel I need, God will provide, as long as I seek God first. As long as I keep God with me through it all, then it'll be fine. I'll be all right. Actually, I'll be more than fine. Okay, I'm in good hands. Allstate, I'm in the Almighty's hands. All right, so trusting, overseeing. And the verse I've paired with that is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, New Living Translation. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. And I'm more than likely going to break these down as I go. So I just want to thank you in advance for rocking with me, because I kind of don't really have all my notes together. So there are a few values that unless you hear me like in my book with my little papers doing all of that, there are a few values that I might leave out in this episode, and I may just uncover from when I get to them. Okay, so yeah. The other verse that I have paired with trusting overseeing is Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. And that is, with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. And so I feel like that really develops, or has developed and helped develop my faith, because there was a time when that verse, actually the day after, came to me in the form of a journal. So the night before, there was a situation that occurred that irritated my spirit real bad. And honestly, I should not have given it the authority to irritate my spirit the way that it did, because it was unfruitful. It was unfruitful. There was nothing that I could do that would be fruitful, productive for myself in that situation, or any other party that was involved in that situation. So I prayed. Praying is having an honest conversation with God. And that's exactly what I did. I put my baby to sleep. I let her, you know, go on to sleep. Stepped outside in the grass, and I was just talking to God. And we were talking for a while on that situation. Just me letting God know, hey, I know what I want to do in the situation. I let God know what I want to do in the situation. And I let God know that I'm aware this is not fruitful, God. And I don't want anything to come in between our development, our relationship, that I know it would not change God's love for me. But I just wanted to show God that I want to give this situation on over to you. I want to give the situation to you, because I know that if I put it in God's hands, then healing and development and just God's hand on it, that's the best thing I can do, is to let God have it. And I did just that. I felt peace afterwards. I felt, at the beginning of that talk with God, my blood, it felt, was the adrenaline was rushing. Blood felt like it was boiling. Baby, I was like, ooh, I wanted to get in the ring, baby. But I was like, there was nothing that I could do productive in that situation. So I handed it over to God. Next day, I find a journal in my little brother's room. And it literally on the front has it's a pink journal. And on the front, it has like a sunflower, just a flower in general, with Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. In that conversation, I kept repeating that to God. I know that with you, all things are possible. The healing is possible, God. So with you, all things are possible. I need you to step into the situation. Remove my flesh from the situation. Change my perspective. Change my heart. My thoughts. Just have your way in this situation, in my life, and in all parties involved, their lives as well. So that's Matthew 19:26 for me. It's a near and dear verse to my heart. One of the other values I want to develop within myself is consistency. And so with consistency, my declaration is follow one course until success. I actually got that from my best friend, and I'm so grateful that she shared that, because I don't know if that was like an intention. I don't think she didn't really point it out, make note of it, but I noticed it, and it's a little nugget that I've taken along with me. So follow one course until success. And if you take one letter from each word, it's focus. So consistency, the verse I have paired with it is Hebrews 10:36, New Living Translation. Patient endurance is what you need now, so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. And I think a lot of these verses, they kind of go hand in hand with the different values that I've paired them with. So that is follow one course until success, consistency. And then also one of the most important values that I have here is to show gratitude, to rejoice, to appreciate, and to enjoy the development. Looking at it over a span of time instead of just situation by situation. Expanding the view, zooming out, right? And to do that, I like to show gratitude. So my declaration is, hold up, wait a minute, let me put a praise in it. Okay, hold up, wait a minute, let me put a praise in it. And the verses that I have paired with those are Philippians 4:4, New Living Translation, and Ephesians 5:4. Now for those, I'm gonna have to open my Bible for that. So one second. Now Philippians 4:4, I feel pretty confident in knowing that it is saying rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, but I like to be sure. So I'm going to go to my Bible. Thank you for rocking it with me. Promise to not have you for too much longer. Where you at? Okay. Yep. I was right. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. That is Philippians 4:4, New Living Translation. And then Ephesians. Hold on, y'all. I got you. Hold on. That was 5:4. Now that one, hold on. Is it still going? Yep, still on. All right, y'all. I gotta open my Bible app for that particular version of the app. Okay, so we're in the New Living Translation. We're going to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4. And that's the New Living Translation version. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes. These are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. So in other words, instead of focusing on like gossiping, what's going on in this world and things of that nature that are not from God, those things I would like to not express, you know. I would like to keep my mind on the good things that God is doing, has done, and continues to do, not only in my life and other people's lives. And, you know, if y'all ever reach out to me with testimonies or just how it's been a blessing to you, just know I'm definitely rejoicing with you, whether or not, you know. Like I said, I'm praying that you are listening to this at the right time and I'm the right person giving you the right messages. I'm praying that as I am being blessed in this life experience, I can bless you. So those are the different values that I have, like, in the front of my book, because there are other values that are in my book. I'll just drop these nuggets as I continue. So thank you for your time thus far, and may God be with you, may God cover you, may God keep you. God loves you. Go be the great that you want to see in this world. Take care.